Today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast Ag Net, well, in a previous report, we introduced you to ecological site descriptions, an effort by the Natural Resources Conservation Service and other agencies to help landowners make wise decisions.
For instance, if they were growing a certain type of crop and they said, well, you know, I think I'm going to move to some forestry type activities, this will really help guide the kinds of forest species they ought to be concentrating on in developing that enterprise.
That's Florida NRCS resource conservationist Greg Hendricks, who says Florida is still in the infancy phase of the effort.
We're just beginning to try to ascertain what these prior ecological communities were.
But Hendricks adds that they are making great progress, including hosting a national workshop.
To bring some explanation as to why ecological site descriptions are important, how to develop them, what are key factors that would help people to go back to their home state or area of the state to begin developing ecological site description in their area.
Hendricks says the Train the Trainer type workshop was led by skilled instructors who are the true authorities in this field.
These folks really are the experts in ecological site descriptions. They're working with them daily within this country, and several of the instructors also have been all around the world and working with other governments.
Producers interested in more info should contact their local NRCS field office. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.